Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Mommy, whose book is that? The question came from a little girl who had just discovered the black leather-bound volume covered with dust on a table. The mother looked up and smiled. Why, that's a Bible. That's God's book. Well, said the little girl, why don't we give it back to him, 'cause we don't read it around here? The innocence of a child sometimes cuts deeply into our lives. Whose book is this one? Made up of 66 separate books stamped in gold, Holy Bible. Is it merely man's, or more than that? If it's more than man's wisdom, if it is singular and unique in scope and preservation, then it deserves a hearing. If it's just another book, then let it take its place on the library shelf along Homer and Shakespeare, Milton, Dante, and many others. What do you know about the Bible? The Bible is certainly the most unique piece of literature in all history. Stop and think for a moment. It was not written in a matter of a few years, or even a matter of a few centuries. It took 1,600 years from the day Moses first started to write until John finished the last book of the New Testament. That's a long time in anybody's language. Think of the continuity of thought over that period of time. The Bible is unique in that there is one theme continually seen down through the centuries, the story of God's grace and love, the story of a changeless God in a constantly changing world. Only God could give such a book. Go to your library and pull out a book on any subject, preferably one written 25 years ago. If you have one or can get to one, then find a book that was written 50 or 100 years ago. Read them carefully. Notice how they disagree. In all probability, you will find that in a short period of time, relatively speaking, the 3 or 4 books will indicate a tremendous shift in opinions and thought. This is not true of the book called the Bible. What Moses wrote does not contradict what Isaiah wrote 700 years later. Is it by chance, or does it become apparent that there was a higher author who guided the men in what they wrote? The Bible itself says that the higher author who gave direction to the men was God himself. Paul wrote, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The reason that the Bible continues to take its place as the world's best-selling book is that it still offers hope, light, and guidance to troubled men and women today. The Bible tells us how to bridge the gulf of separation, of estrangement between you and God, and how to approach God through Jesus Christ. Millions of pages of books have been written about God and Jesus Christ, but only the Bible speaks with a voice of authority, showing us how to pray, how to discover the will of God, how to find real peace and happiness. No psychiatrist, no politician, no human wisdom can tell us this. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." By the way, friend, have you discovered what the Bible says about your life? Have you discovered that the Bible contains guidelines for living and life? Start today and discover why the Bible is the world's best-selling and best-loved book.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.